This is Fresh Air. To many Americans, the race for governor in Louisiana looks like a ballot on white supremacy. After all, one of the candidates, David Duke, is the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. On the other hand, his opponent Edwin Edwards was accused of corruption and womanizing during his 3 terms as governor. Some people inside Louisiana say voters' motives for choosing Duke or Edwards may be more complex than they appear to outsiders. Richard Baudouin is editor of the Times of Acadiana, a weekly newspaper in Lafayette, Louisiana, an area with a large Cajun population, people of French descent. I asked him how Duke and Edwards are trying to win the Cajun vote.
It's sort of dangerous in a way, or it's a bit problematic to talk about, quote, the Cajun vote. Cajuns are represented in every occupation from fishermen and trappers up to presidents of banks and big corporations. So they really span the entire socioeconomic spectrum. In the past, there have been times when Edwin Edwards has been the Cajun candidate, in the sense that I think he appealed to people of Cajun origin because of his common ethnicity. That was certainly true when he was first elected in 1971. I don't see that magnetism or that ethnic attraction for Edwards today. He has Cajun support, but the appeal to them is not so much because of a common ethnic background, but because of other reasons.
What are the other reasons?
Well, I think in many cases it's familiarity, that they've seen Edwin Edwards in office and they like his style. He's done a lot for South Louisiana. When he was governor, he was very much of a project-oriented governor, in the sense of, let's build a highway, let's build a bridge, let's build a new hospital. So that some of the people in this area they find that appealing. Others, I think, and this is very important for the election, those people of Cajun origin and others as well, who are more business-oriented, more kind of moderate conservatives, they are looking to Edwards now, at least the issue he's trying to sell them on is the fact that his election is necessary for the future economic prosperity of Louisiana. The message kind of is, well, I know you don't agree with everything I've done in the past and you don't always like my style, but if David Duke is elected, the state will have economic disaster. If I'm elected, I've proven in the past that I can bring industries in, I can work with local business people, I can put together coalitions to bring more jobs to the state. So his appeal then is to those moderate to conservative Cajun voters, who many of whom supported Buddy Romer in the primary election.
Now, how is Duke running his campaign in your area?
Duke is running pretty much here, as he is other places, as the quintessential anti-establishment candidate. He is comparing Edwards to the special interests, and David Duke is the man for the little guy. And that has had a bit of appeal here. Let me say that South Louisiana, like the rest of the state, has had serious economic problems in the last 10 years. So he is talking to the oil field workers who have lost their jobs. He's talking to farmers who have had problems with the farm prices. And he's also been very effective in getting his message out to fishermen along the coast, particularly shrimpers. And the big issue with shrimpers is these devices that they're required to pull on their nets, called turtle excluder devices. They're mandated. And it's a very controversial issue among the shrimpers, many of whom are of Cajun background. And he has more or less made the statement that he will be more effective in fighting the federal government to keep these turtle excluder devices off the nets. And he says that the state has not been a strong enough advocate of their interests. And I think that has played well among the Cajun fishermen.
Do you think that Duke is overtly or covertly playing on any racist impulses in the area?
Not in the sense of as Cajuns. I mean, I think the race issue is a very important part of this election. I don't think anybody who says that that's not a key element in Duke's message or strategy, I think, is wrong. The race element is there. I don't think he's necessarily playing it more here than other places. And in fact, historically, the French and Cajun Catholics of South Louisiana have tended to be more moderate on the race issue than other parts of the state. That goes back historically in governor's elections.
Duke has tried to distance himself from his own past. He says he no longer belongs to white supremacist groups, that he's been born again, and he's now Christian, and he's no longer preaching white supremacy. Have you come across voters who think that they can vote for him without also basically casting a vote for white supremacy. Do you think that voters feel that he can be separated from his past?
Yes, I think some voters fall into its various categories. Some people believe that that is his past and they like it, and they think he's hiding it now, but they figure he's just doing that for pragmatic reasons, so they vote for him anyway, not despite his past, but because of his past. I think others feel that he has changed, and he's certainly been able to convince a number of people of that. But I think it's also important to realize that it's true around here, but it's also true in other parts of the state, that a lot of people are not necessarily casting a pro-Duke vote. They're casting an anti-Edwin Edwards vote. And by that I mean that there is a tremendous amount of dislike and distrust and anger and resentment of Edwin Edwards throughout Louisiana and in the Cajun areas as well because of some of his actions as governor.
You think that people are willing to vote for someone who headed white supremacist groups just to say no to Edwards?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. We've sort of evolved into this sort of moral equivalence here in Louisiana where people, they line it up and they say, well, David Duke was involved with white supremacist organizations and has Nazi connections, and that's his past. And then Edwin Edwards has been have allegations of corruption. He's been indicted. He's been accused of being a womanizer and a gambler, and that's his past. And they kind of look at these as moral equivalents. And some of them say, well, I think the gambling and the womanizing and the corruption and that sort of thing is really worse than the white supremacist background.
My guest is Richard Baudouin, the editor of the Times of Acadiana, a weekly newspaper in Lafayette, Louisiana. More after this short break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking about the Louisiana gubernatorial race with Richard Baudouin, the editor of the Times of Acadiana, a weekly newspaper in Lafayette, Louisiana. A lot of people outside the state of Louisiana see David Duke's candidacy as a sign of how racist Louisiana must be if they've allowed someone with his kind of white supremacist connections to rise politically within the system. Would it be fair to categorize Louisiana as being more racist than other states in the United States?
It's hard for me to really answer that question. I've lived in Louisiana all my life. I've lived all over the state, but I've never lived anywhere else. And though I know a lot of people from other parts of the country, I'm not sure if we're more racist or not. My hunch is that we're really less racist than lots of the rest of the South, but then in general we have the same kind of problems as the rest of the country. However, I think that it's a mistake to see this election as a sort of laboratory or as a sort of example of a peculiar form of racism in Louisiana, because I think that the David Duke message can play in the rest of the country, and it's a very clever appeal. And it really hits on a lot of people's frustrations. And it's not all, in many cases, it's not all that different than what the Republicans have been saying nationally for the last 10 years. What his appeal to people is, in many cases, to the people that have just had a rough go in life. People that right now, particularly young people in the middle class, who feel that they can't provide for their children the same opportunities that their parents provided for them. And people like that look around for somebody to blame, and he is giving them, he is offering them really targets that they can feel comfortable with blaming other than just looking at themselves or blaming the system in general.
Do you think that this election is creating tensions between blacks and whites in Louisiana?
I haven't sensed any of that here. I've heard just reports of it in New Orleans and North Louisiana, but nothing over here.
Is there much of a black or Jewish population where you are?
Well, we have about, in this Acadiana area, I guess the voting population varies from parish to parish, but it's 20% to 30%, maybe upwards of 40% in some parishes. But, you know, the Jewish population in Louisiana is low everywhere, very, very small percentage. I mean, in Lafayette, probably even smaller than other parts of the state. And that's sort of important because a lot of analysts, like at the Louisiana Coalition and people who have really studied Duke, feel that the anti-Semitism is a much more core part of his belief or of his worldview than what we anti-black or racist sentiments in that way. And if that's true, there's not much political bounce to that, because we just have a small Jewish population in the state, and people just don't know very much about anti-Semitism. It's just not something that they've encountered in their lives one way or another, because it's just not been much of an issue.
So what do you think it would mean for Louisiana if Duke wins or if Edwards wins?
If David Duke wins, I think we're in for political chaos for the foreseeable future for a number of reasons. First of all, I think that there will be an immediate recall drive begun in the state. In fact, there are already people talking about it. You only need one-third of the registered voters, so it's doable. I think we will see the cancellation of conventions, tourist-related business. And equally important, I think you would see lots of unknown, unproven, and untested faces in state administration. So I think you'd see chaos. I think you'd see a legislature that would attempt to block everything he did. So I think we're looking at a real chaotic time for Louisiana for the foreseeable future. With Edwin Edwards, I think potentially we're looking at some real calm. This state has undergone really intense political turmoil for the last 10 years. And I think people are really tired of politics. I think if Edwin Edwards can get in there, and if he really is able to put together the coalitions that he now says he has of business and labor, of blacks and whites, of conservatives and liberals, that is the potential to have a quiet spell in government. Assuming he does not go back to some of his old ways in terms of running government and does not rile up the media in the state to where we're back to lots of investigative stories about what he's done and questioning of his motives and so forth.
Where do you think this election fits in terms of the cycle of Louisiana politics?
Well, it's a bit unusual. It's not the traditional cycle in Louisiana has been that we have a reform governor and then we have what we call a populist governor, and they tend to go back and forth. We don't have a reform candidate in the runoff. Both of these, Edwin Edwards clearly comes out of the populist tradition in Louisiana politics. David Duke is, as a cover story in the New Republic this week says, is one of the new populists. Rather than railing against big corporations, he rails against big government. So we really have, in a sense, and some history professors would beg to differ, but we do have two, at least small P, populist candidates running.
Have you seen any interesting changes in Duke's campaign?
The biggest change in David Duke, and the one most noted, has been his increased use of Christian imagery and Christian symbolism and Christian apologies for his past behavior. Beginning very dramatically after after getting into the runoff, he began to talk quite in depth and in quite detail about his conversion to Christianity, about his born-again experience, about the fact that he prays and that he has gotten forgiveness for this. And he's used this in really a very clever way for two reasons. First of all, it gives him an entree into a small group, but really a very important group of voters in the state, the fundamentalist Christians, who make up an important part of the voters in the state, who tend to vote, who tend to be somewhat politicized, and most of whom in the primary election voted for the man who ran fourth, Congressman Clyde Holloway, who had a tremendous amount of support among the fundamentalist evangelical Christians. Secondly, in a bigger picture, it's given him an out. When people say, well, what about all these things you said in the past? He says, well, I'm a Christian, I've been forgiven, I was too intolerant then, but now I'm a changed person. And again, that plays well with some people, because many people have had conversion experiences where they went from one aspect of their life, and now they're going into something else. I think the Christian, playing the Christian card, so to speak, may help him in some parts of the state. It's a potential problem in the South Louisiana area, particularly in the heavily French and Cajun Catholic areas, because Catholics traditionally have not found that an appealing message. This overt and excessive use of Christian imagery is not really consistent with politics in the Catholic areas. You just don't hear candidates talking about that a whole lot. He also talks a lot about the born-again experience, which is, again, something that most Catholics are not familiar with and in many cases are not very comfortable with. So it is possible that by his heavy use of that campaign tactic that he will potentially alienate some of his voters in the Catholic parts of the state that otherwise might find some appeal in his economic message.
Richard Baudouin is the editor of the Times of Acadiana, a weekly newspaper in Lafayette, Louisiana. We'll talk with the editorial cartoonist of an African-American weekly in New Orleans after the short break. This is Fresh Air.